This is Jim Monahan with Professional Baseball Instruction. Recently, PBI president and founder Doug Cinella sat down with Philadelphia Phillies third base coach Sam Perlazzo as the Phillies prepare for the 2009 World Series. In this segment, Doug and Sam talk about Sam's coaching future, his working relationship with Charlie Manuel, the Phillies manager, and the intricacies of coaching third base, especially at the major league level.
Let's talk a little about the future of Sam Perlazzo. You've managed, you've coached. I know you're currently coaching third base. With the Phillies, I believe you're under contract through next season. Is there anything that you want to do that you haven't done? Where do you think your career is going to be going? Where do you want it to go?
Well, I'm at the back end there. I'm getting up there. I've been in the game this is my 23rd straight year in the major leagues. So, I'm very proud of that. I have managed. I've been a bench coach, a third base coach, infield coach, a base running coach. I just think, getting into postseason is what it's all about for me. Now I love teaching and coaching, just like the Ryan Howard thing, just to see his progress and how much he enjoys it. Those kind of things are very rewarding for somebody like myself, and to see it pay off like that, it's a big plus. If I get a chance to manage again in the right situation, I do that, but it's certainly not going to be something that I'm going to be heartbroken over. I love being around good people, good baseball men, and it's a great organization here in Philly, and the staff is great, the players are great. It's all about having fun, right now, and we're having a lot of fun, so that's what it's all about. And, God willing, he'll lead me in the right direction, and what he has so far, so I'm very pleased with it.
Now, coaching with Charlie Manuel, he has a reputation of being a little quirky. I mean, there are even some websites that go on with the Charlie Manuel quote of the day. How do you think Charlie works with you, and is that a big reason why this ball club is just hot?
Well, I think what he does is he is the most loyal person I've ever seen. I mean, he is loyal to these places, to these players, as good as you can be, and they respect that, they like it, and they pay it back to him, and they go out and play.
I think that's why Brad Lidge has gotten better. Now he went through a little bit of a tough time, but I mean, Manuel stuck with him through thick and thin, and he's getting the dividend from that right now. Do you think that's accurate?
I give him total credit for that. I mean, there were times when probably all of us thought, he shouldn't even be pitching, but Charlie just wasn't going to do it. And, he's right. He was right. He's been right almost every time. And he lets you do your job. He knows what. He hires you because he knows you can do the job, and he lets you do it. And when you do those kind of things, you play hard for him, you work hard for him, and he's as calm as can be in the dugout, and has a great effect on everyone. And I think that's part of the reason this club doesn't panic.
He's entrusted you with a pretty large responsibility, coaching third. I was watching the game last night. Did you happen to see the game at all last night?
Yeah, a little bit.
There was a situation late in the game where it was runners on first and second. I forgot who was hitting, but he hit a pretty good shot to right field, base hit, landed in front of Nick Swisher. And the third base coach from the Angels, Dino Ebel, he holds a runner up. I didn't agree with it. I thought he should have sent him and put the pressure on Swisher to make a good throw. But, what is it that makes a third base coach decide? Should he go? Should he not go? When's the risk? When's not the risk? I mean, those are huge responsibility that Charlie Manuel has given you, and you've done great with it. But, what are some of the thoughts that go through your head when you're standing at third making those decisions?
I'm sure I'm not alone. All good third base coaches do the same thing. And Doug, if you were in my shoes, you probably wouldn't want to be in my brain at those times, because there's like a million things going on, and you're talking yourself through the situations. And the best way to do that is, if you're prepared, you say, what are you going to do? There's not a lot of time out there, but you'd be surprised at how many times you say to yourself, what are you going to do if it's a medium ball? What are you going to do if it's a, this kind of ball? And so that hopefully when that happens, you're prepared for it, and you've kind of got an idea of what you want to do. You might not totally have it there, but you kind of read the play. You read body language and things like that. And you've gone over the situation. You know who's hitting next. And, if you prepare them yourself with them for as best you can, then most of the time you're going to make a right decision. Whether a guy's just because a guy's out doesn't mean it's the wrong decision. I mean, there have been times when I thought some runners were going to be out by 10 feet, and the guy's off the mark on it, and you look like a genius. So I think you just, there's been times where I thought a guy's going to make it, and he might be out. You know, sometimes a catcher drops the ball, but that's baseball. And it's, I was brought up with Davey Johnson, as a third base coach, and he wanted me to send everybody. His philosophy was that he wanted to know whether they were out or safe. So,
well,
when you got a manager that backs you, when you do things like that, then it's a little easier. You don't want to do anything stupid out there, but you got to take some chances sometimes. Sometimes you're going to get beat. Just prepare yourself as best you can, and then usually make the best call.